It's time to take care of yourself and enjoy life again. CBD American Shaman has a full line of hemp-derived products to help you experience the fullness of life. Whether it's a better night's sleep, relief from worries and tension, or just having fun, consultants at CBD American Shaman will guide you on your journey. Visit findcbdnow.com for a location near you. findcbdnow.com. CBD American Shaman. Life is better with the feather.
You knew the job was dangerous when you took it, Fred.
I have a question. Shh, be respectful of me.
You can act like a man.
He's colossal, stupendous. One might even go so far as to say he's mediocre.
I guess I should salute you as a worthy adversary and all that, but the truth is, I really did hate your guts.
It's the Signal Storm Podcast.
Had the opportunity to talk with Chip Roy, conservative congressman from the great state of Texas. We were talking about debt ceiling. We were talking about the accountability of the deep state. We were talking about his choice for president of the United States. Let me put to bed one of the issues, because he and I are going to be talking about philosophy and not to mention reality. But as you all know, the debt ceiling deal has been done. And the debt ceiling deal screwed over conservatives. Anybody who thought this government was spending way too much money, which is everybody, anybody who thought that piling trillions and trillions and trillions of unrepayable debt on future generations was irresponsible, you got nothing. You got zero. You got less than nothing out of this debt ceiling deal because not only does the Republican Party put its rubber stamp on no cuts, not even a reduction in the rate of overspending, they put their seal of approval on increases. That's right. Over the next 2 years, the government will continue to spend more money year to year. And frankly, folks, oh, by the way, the 2 years, they did it for 2 years. So this will take it past the presidential election. If you thought that it might be a good campaign issue to run on the fact that our government is spending like irresponsible drunken sailors, with all apologies to drunken sailors, if you thought that that could be a potent issue, the House Republicans just took that issue off the table. And so it is also fair to point out that here we are, the middle of the first year of the Republicans taking over the House, and no impeachments. We have had nobody gone to jail because of known malfeasance. In fact, the stall tactics are on. Not even stall. It's like it's the big middle finger. F you, says the FBI. Oh, you want to see stuff for your investigation? No, we're not going to turn it over. We're just going to tell you to go stick it where the sun don't shine. And the Republicans go, okay, well, let me write you that check now. And there's a video out there, folks. You guys can check this out. Where did I put this? I think I put it on Twitter, at C. Salcedo Show. The ATF is wandering around this country illegally confiscating firearms and illegally confiscating certain triggers for firearms based on no law. They're just doing it on rule changes. And there is no mechanism by which our people should be forced to comply with this. But guess what? ATF is going to be fully funded. It's a huge problem, folks. And I think that where we have good, stalwart, solid conservative individuals in the State House and also on Capitol Hill, I don't think we have near enough. And I think that's our bad. That's the voting public's bad. So we've got to do something to correct that, don't we? My conversation with Chip Roy, yes, even though the debt ceiling is done and even though we are screwed again for another 2 years, total of 4 years, by Democrats and Republicans, hope springs eternal that our people will wake up and smell the corruption of the Uniparty, this illusion that we actually have two robust and diametrically opposed political parties. Nothing could be further from the truth. In fact, we're all going to pay a mighty price for buying in to that fiction. More to come. Congressman Chip Roy on the Salcedo Storm Podcast.
And now a word from our sponsor.
Does the state of the economy have your head spinning? Let American Medical Plans relieve one burden, health insurance. American Medical Plans specializes in under 65 health insurance plans that have zero copays and no deductibles. You choose your doctors, you choose your hospitals. These plans have nothing to do with your income and are 30 to 60% less than Obamacare. If you're paying too much for your own health insurance, call American Medical Plans. You deserve better. They will customize a plan managed and chosen by you, not the government.
A liberty-loving American takes on Washington, Hollywood, and the whole media establishment. He's Chris Salcedo. Join his fight. Tune in to the Chris Salcedo Show every weekday afternoon on Newsmax.
Tired of cable news lying to you? It's time the establishment media went the way of the dinosaurs and for free digital journalism to rise. At Texas Scorecard, we bring you real news for real Texans with no paywalls ever. Go to texasscorecard.com today.
Let me bring on Congressman Chip Roy. He is an effective conservative who represents the 21st Congressional District here in the great state of Texas. He serves on the House Judiciary Rules and Budget Committees and is the policy chair of the House Freedom Caucus. Congressman, welcome back.
Chris, great to be on. Hope you're doing well.
Sir, I hope you are as well. The debt ceiling debate is going on right now. I want to lead off with that because it's the next emergency, the unnecessary emergency the Democrats have teed up for us. What I've been focused on, and I don't know how much you have been, but let me just ask, just because the nation hits the debt ceiling doesn't mean we have to default. If we have grownups in charge, we won't default. We'll pay our bills that are required under the law, but we're not going to be able to pay for every jot and tittle of every wish list that the federal government claims we need. Isn't that true?
Yeah, that is correct. I mean, you know, the country takes in cash from tax receipts, and we have dollars that we can manage the debt burden and paying off the interest on our bonds. That is something that we can do. You know, the Janet Yellen has not come forward and laid out the case for how that she's going to be short on our ability to be able to cover interest payments. And, you know, we think she owes us that. You're going to come down and say, well, you know, we literally going to have a cash flow problem on that. Tell us. And then we could go sweep some of the unobligated COVID dollars. You could go take the $80 billion sitting there to expand the IRS. There's tons of dollars sitting around that have been wasted by this administration that we could go grab if there was, in fact, a crisis. We don't believe that that's true. We've been demanding that we, you know, be told. And we think it's a brinksmanship. We think it's a manufactured crisis. We need to, you know, sort this out. But we put forward a plan to do that that's actually going to be something that would give us fiscal responsibility. The debt markets don't like our lack of fiscal responsibility as much or more than they don't like, you know, what's going on right now with respect to this debate over the debt ceiling. They recognize that we're undermining the dollar, undermining our own credit rating by borrowing and spending recklessly to fund programs that, frankly, aren't doing anything to advance this country forward. So
absolutely,
you know, that's what this fight's really about.
Yeah, and you know what? Those the aforementioned programs are only doing things to steal people's rights and to grease palms of politically connected people. But you're absolutely right. This is a manufactured crisis because the House got to work back starting in February, and they put together a proposal, debated the proposal, refined the proposal, voted on the proposal, and passed it. So the House has been doing the work while the Senate sat on their collective rear ends, while Joe Biden diddled and sat on his collective rear end and did nothing. So I think it is fair to say the only people working in Washington right now are House Republicans. Fair?
Well, that's certainly the truth based on every indication we have. Our Democratic colleagues in the Senate have done nothing. They're not even in town this week. I mean, can you believe that? They literally are in recess this week, the week prior to Memorial Day. And we passed legislation. And that legislation, by the way, I mean, I put out a memo yesterday that went through how it was purposeful. It was purposeful in reducing the overall bureaucratic spending to make sure that we're no longer funding, you know, all of these woke bureaucrats and that we're constraining spending to save $3.5, $4 trillion over 10 years. We pull back on the student loans that pick winners and losers and, you know, are forcing the 87% of Americans who don't have student loans to go fund the 13% who do, 56% of whom have graduate degrees, right? We pulled back on the expansive tax credits last summer that were given to wealthy elite liberals making, you know, in billion-dollar corporations, or EVs that go to people that make well over 100,000 individually or 300,000 as a couple. We're trying to pull back on that to stand up for hardworking American families who can't afford the power bills that they're going to get under this administration pursuing this fantasy unicorn energy. And so these are all common sense things to stand up for hardworking families. And, oh, by the way, help us at least take a step towards balancing the budget. The Democrats don't want to have part of that.
Well, I think that's a fair point, because even as good as the Republican proposal is, folks, it's not a cut. I wish it were. It's not a cut. This is a reduction in the rate of increase. Since I've been alive, the federal government has not cut a budget. I keep on waiting as a conservative for that to happen. Last thing on the debt ceiling, Congressman. Joe Biden, his Democrats anyway, are pushing him to use the 14th Amendment in a claim that the 14th Amendment overrides Article 1 of the U.S. Constitution. Isn't that kind of stupid?
Yeah, it's total garbage. There's no basis for it. The 14th Amendment essentially says, you've got to honor and prioritize debt payments, like for the executive branch. I mean, you've got to, you know, try to make sure that we're going to, you know, honor our commitments and pay our interest on our bonds. Sure, but it doesn't say that the executive branch can just manufacture money.
Yep.
We're the Congress are the ones who then lay out and you know, reduce the budget and the power of the purse to the appropriations process. We put forward the way that we generate our revenue and that we produce the revenue that the executive branch can use. That's it, nothing more. It's completely false, made up, unlawful, unconstitutional nonsense that the president can use 14th Amendment to go do this. It's just a lie.
Yep, even Barack Hussein Obama said that the use of the 14th Amendment to get around the debt ceiling law was pie-in-the-sky stuff. Folks, we're talking to Congressman Chip Roy, 21st Congressional District here in the great state of Texas. Let me just lay out a couple of stories for you, because I know that you're not on oversight, but I want you just to comment on this broadly, because you are a conservative and you love freedom, and you're very leery, I know, of totalitarians in government. So you've got James Comer, your colleague, saying that Christopher Wray may be held in contempt of Congress if he refuses to turn over an unclassified document that is alleged to reveal that Joe Biden was part of a cash for foreign policy changes scheme, an illegal scheme. And the FBI says, no, I don't think we're going to give that to you. And then you've got the FBI that, according to a FISA court revelation, 278,000 times in 2021 alone, violated Americans' rights in illegal use of the FISA warrant application process. It seems to me, Congressman, the FBI and what some would call permanent Washington, that's what I call it, or what others would call the deep state, feel enabled and emboldened to tell you folks in Congress who have oversight to go pound sand. They're going to do whatever the hell they want. Do they really have the power? Are they the ones really in charge of this country?
Unfortunately, yes. You've got a Congress, even now, with everything we've been trying to achieve, that refuses to use its full powers. We have not yet impeached Mayorkas. That's a disgrace. We have not done what we should do with the power of the purse to constrain these guys. We're about to say, sure, you know, $4 trillion, keep borrowing money, keep doing your out-of-control executive actions, your unlawful student loan programs, keep doing your FBI garbage. You know, we're going to allow you to have your FBI headquarters. Go ahead. Keep ignoring what we're saying in the Judiciary Committee. Why? Because you got a bunch of freaking defense hawks in this town who go around saying, well, we need more money for defense, so screw liberty and screw freedom.
Wow.
And look, that's actually what's going on. And you want to know why this debt ceiling fight matters? It's for this reason. We've got to stop throwing money at this godforsaken, you know, swamp that is in a direct conflict with our freedoms. And so I keep bringing it back to this fight. This fight, the spending fight, the debt ceiling fight, that's the fight.
Amen.
If you don't constrain these guys, They are never going to listen to you on oversight.
No more blank checks for the deep state, as far as I'm concerned. Now, look, Congressman, we've got this, your colleague, Ralph Norman, and a guy by the name of Frank Gaffney, trying to lead the charge on this and trying to basically say, look, Joe Biden is trying to give away our sovereignty to the one world government, to the Klaus Schwabs, to the communist Chinese, to the WHO. And they're trying to use pandemics and our health to do it, trying to give away our sovereignty to the World Health Organization, giving them the power to come into the United States of America when they declare a health emergency and start usurping our rights from vaccine mandates, which, by the way, the Texas House failed again to protect us from these mandates. And I won't get into that with you. But again, there are some conservatives up there on Capitol Hill, Congressman, are trying to protect us from turning over our sovereignty to an international organization. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, first of all, my friend Ralph Norman is doing a good job of that. He had a press conference earlier this week or late last week. I don't even remember anymore, but I wasn't able to join because I had a conflict dealing with the debt ceiling stuff. But I introduced legislation myself 2 years ago to defund the World Health Organization. Like, these are just basic things. I can go back to my point. Like, why are we giving these clowns money? I just don't understand it. We don't have any. We're $32 trillion in debt.
Yep.
The World Health Organization is acting at direct odds with our sovereignty, our national security. If there's some program we want to go fund because it's meritorious to go help with, I don't know, polio around the world, great. Let's go do that as Americans. We don't need some godforsaken international organization being run by a bunch of leftists, being funded with our dollars, who do nothing but interfere with our sovereignty, go support the Chi-Coms over us. You know, you got the UN, you got all these groups out there helping to try to fund all the people coming to our border, funding the NGOs that are facilitating the human trafficking chain that's undermining our national security, undermining the health and well-being of Americans, killing Americans with fentanyl, allowing migrants to get abused by the cartels. Why do we keep giving all this money to people? I don't understand it. I don't understand why Republicans do it. They say it's for national security, but we're losing our country. I don't know what purpose there is to having a strong national defense if you no longer have a country you can defend.
You're damned right. You are damned right. Folks, we're talking to Congressman Chip Roy, a staunch conservative. You can hear that he is. Now, I think I read somewhere that you are getting involved in the presidential sweepstakes. I am not endorsing. I think that I want to see every Republican everywhere duke it out, and because we're going to need the strongest one to emerge in the end to try to get this country back on track. The DeSantis announcement yesterday, your take on all of this?
Well, yeah, look, the governor is a good friend. I've known him for a decade. He's done an exceptional job in Florida. I think everybody generally knows that, but I mean specifically, right? I mean, it is now a net in-migration state, number one in what they're doing with economic growth. They're number one in parental rights and what they're doing to give parents freedom, you know, universal school choice. They've been, you know, a strong border security efforts, sending folks to Martha's Vineyard, past E-Verify. He won by 1.5 million votes. He won Hispanics by 62%. He won women with 50%, single women with 50% of the vote. He took on Disney. He's unafraid. He's courageous. He's a good man. He served in the Navy. He's got a great family, 3 kids, great guy. The announcement, you know, a little clunky on the rollout with Twitter, but
yes.
You know what? Once he got in, it was a great conversation. It was policy-oriented. He's really strong. He laid that out, and I think it generated a lot of enthusiasm. I know a lot of people who are supporting him, and I think you're going to see good things unfold here in the coming weeks.
Look, I got to tell you, Governor DeSantis passing E-Verify with the help of his legislature over there. Texas refuses to do that because we are handicapped by a bunch of leftists who call themselves Republicans in the leadership in the Texas House. And look at what happened. You had illegal aliens leaving Florida in droves because Governor DeSantis and his legislature dried up that magnet. They are now the leading conservative state, the law-abiding state in this country. And as a Texan, that really hurts me to say, but it happens to be the truth. Congressman Chip Roy, if folks want to help you in your efforts, where can they go? You guys have a website set up, or you just want them to follow you on social media?
Yeah, sure. I mean, my Twitter account is Chip Roy, Chiproytx. Chip Roy TX. That's my personal account. My campaign is chiproy.com. You can find me at roy.house.gov on the official side. You know, look, I always can use support, a few bucks here and there. Anybody wants to go on, I appreciate it. The main thing is pray for this country. Pray for those of us who are trying to hold the line. Pray for wisdom. Pray that we nominate someone that's strong next year. Get out, get engaged. Get involved in your local races. Get involved with the state legislature. And, you know, make your voice be heard over the next couple of years. These are pivotal 2 years for our country coming up.
Amen to that, brother. Congressman Chip Roy, appreciate your time, as always, and keeping the fight.
Thanks, Chris. God bless.
It's sad, kids. It's sad. It's unfortunate. We people in the great state of Texas don't deserve to have Republicans who deliver for Democrats. We don't deserve, as a state of conservatives, to have our values betrayed in service to those who do not value, who do not seek to uphold our American way of life. And I'm afraid that Kevin McCarthy, the Speaker of the House, just sent a message that Speaker Dade Phelan of the Texas House sent, which is, hey, if you're a Democrat, our priorities are your priorities. And we are the leadership of the Republican Party. Joe Biden sat on his moldy ass for 90 days and didn't do a dang thing on the debt ceiling. And now here comes the Republican Party. Let's reward his laziness. Sad and unfortunate. I pray that we get an opposition party sometime in the near future before the country is completely lost. An opposition party to the Uniparty, the Republican-Democrat Uniparty. That's going to do it, everybody, for this edition of the Salcedo Storm podcast. Do me a favor, visit a couple of websites. The first one is the TexasScorecard.com, TexasScorecard.com. Get great news there, meaning great news coverage. It's not always great news, but it's great news coverage. And you'll get a perspective that is not covered in the rest of the biased press, because it's actually fair and actually evaluates honestly what Democrats do and, frankly, what Republicans are doing. Also, visit ChrisSalcedo.com. That's where you go to find me. The Chris Salcedo Show's on AM 700 KSEV, the voice of Texas, simulcast on TNT Radio around the globe. Also, the Chris Salcedo Show on Newsmax TV, Monday through Friday, 4 o'clock in the afternoon until 5. Until we visit again, my friends, remember this. A society's worth isn't measured by how much power is stolen by an out-of-control government. It is rather measured by how much power is reserved for you and me. In short, we the people. You stay safe out there, my friends.